Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on the podcast on a very sticky and steamy Tuesday. Al Dukes, what's up, man?
Hot steamy, Jerry. Hot steamy.
Hot, steamy, yes.
Yeah, this is a ball stick to your leg kind of weather.
It's hot.
Does that happen to you?
I'm sure it has. I mean, I don't recently, no, but I'm sure it has. It's probably happened to every guy.
It's happening to me today here at work.
In the studio?
Yeah, my testicles are sticking to my thigh. And I don't know how to, I'm not even sweating. It's not. It's freezing in the studio.
That sounds like a you issue then.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what to I don't know what to do there.
Well, take your right hand and grab your testicle and rip it off your leg.
But I mean, like, every time I get up to go walk somewhere, to go to the bathroom, it's like, it feels uncomfortable.
I understand.
My goodness. Why are our bodies designed that way?
Well, because I think it's protecting us from overheating or from freezing. That we got to keep and maintain a solid body temperature.
Although I must say, if this was nature and I was in nature and I wasn't wearing clothing, because I would nature like my dog doesn't put clothes on. You know, your cats don't wear clothes,
right?
Like if I didn't have clothes on, my balls probably would not be sticking to my leg.
They'd be free and easy.
Yeah, they'd be free and easy. Just swinging around. Swinging out there.
Will you? So you still will have to walk the dog several times today.
Oh, yeah. We'll go out several times.
And I know sometimes she will go out and do her business and come right back in. Do you get the sense that the extreme temperatures will shorten the walk, or do you think that the animals are unaffected by it?
I will shorten the walk for her because she will look like she's going to pass out, but she will keep walking. The only time she runs out, does her business, and runs in is if it's a very windy pouring rain.
That's amazing.
So if it's windy with no rain, no problem. If it's rain with no wind, no problem. But if it's raining hard and very windy, she will not be interested in.
Fair enough. I will tell you that these types of days are great days to do. Like, if you like to play golf, there's no one out there because no one wants to play in this stuff.
Yeah.
But these days, I mean, you take a cart, man, you have the whole place to yourself. It's phenomenal. Actually don't mind the heat.
Yeah, I do not like the heat for whatever reason. I try to remind myself, like, hey, remember in January when you were saying how you would love it to be 100 degrees outside?
Yeah.
So I try to think of that when I'm out and about.
It could be a lot worse. You could be freezing your ass off again.
And there is nothing better than walking into air conditioning after you've been out in the heat.
Agreed.
Oh, you walk in.
Although I will tell you that I can't really leave for too long for personal reasons, but I am going to run and grab I'm buying a generator today.
Oh, nice.
Because I am quite concerned that our house loses power. I don't want to say often. That's not fair. Matter of fact, we had that monsoon that rolled through on Thursday. That was crazy. And we didn't lose power, and a lot of towns around us did. But oftentimes, we lose power here. And I have specific reasons why I can't have that happen right now. So I'm not fooling around. I'm actually going and buying a generator today.
Oh, nice. Where you go? Yeah. Home Depot for that, Jay?
I'm either going to go to, I've narrowed it down to two places, Lowe's, or believe it or not, Harbor Freight has a generator that I checked out the reviews on. Dude, the reviews are killer. And then when you watch it on YouTube, people compare it to the ones that they sell in Home Depot and Lowe's, and it gets better scores. So I'm kind of on the fence with it.
Hmm. All right. So you're going to get yourself a generator today.
I think so, yes. I believe the one at Harbor Freight has a Honda engine, I believe.
Nice. You could drive it to work if your car doesn't work one day.
That's right.
Just going to hop on and just put the generator in my car. I'm going to wire it up and so I can drive it to work.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Are you also the type? I think I've probably asked you this in the past. I've just started doing it again. I'm now using the windshield, those things how you, like when you park your car, you put the things up to block the sun from your windshield.
Oh, the windshield visors.
Yeah, I'm back to those again.
Yeah, I've never used one in my life.
Yeah, for a while. Now, I feel like those were not, those got invented in like the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when I first started driving, they were invented, but they were right. Cardboard. Then it was determined that that was not cool to do, so then no one was doing them. But now I'm at a point in my life where I don't care whether it looks cool or not.
Does it really protect, like, how much would you say temperature-wise?
I feel like it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I feel like when I get in my car that's sitting in the sun, if I have those shades up, it does make a big difference.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I say I've never used one. I remember when I first started driving in, I know you said the late 80s. That makes sense because I started driving in 91, and I started driving in March, and I believe my mother or my father, one of them, got me the Cowboys cardboard visor for the windshield. And it was folded, so you had to unfold it.
Yes.
When you put it in. I remember the first time I tried to use it, I wanted to rip it in 85 pieces because it kept getting in the way of the steering wheel. Then I adjusted it, it was hitting the mirror. Then God, and yeah. I had never used it.
It can be very frustrating.
It can be.
I bought one last year. I got a new one, and it was so large that trying to get, I'm hitting everything. I'm like, this sucks. But I was thinking 100 degrees in the sun, my car sitting in New York City, let me put this up.
I have an idea. How about this? And like we have cars now that are like $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put in these cars a little button and an automatic shade comes down from where the windshield hits the roof?
I like
and
that.
You know, you have those, not canopies, what are those things called? They come off the house in the backyard.
Yeah, I think that's a canopy.
Is it a canopy?
Yeah.
Well, this would be like a tinted shade that hugs the windshield and runs all the way down. You would have brackets on the sides, and it goes all the way down to the base. And then when you get in the car, you hit the button, and it goes back up, and there's your windshield again.
Hmm.
That's kind of cool right there.
Or you do illegally what people do in New Jersey, which is have tinted windshields, tinted windows, when they're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to have it. I thought you weren't supposed to have any tinted windows.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I always was told that if you've got, you know, a front and a back seat, so you got four windows on the right and left side, forget the back and the front, that you could tint out the rear windows,
yes,
but not the front. People tint out everything.
Everything. There was a car parked outside my place the other day. The windshield was fully tinted. Like, I could not see in the car at all.
Isn't that probable cause to be pulled over?
I would hope so.
I would think so. I don't know.
And taken out of your car and beat up.
Well,
for probable cause. Well, you're doing something. You got tinted windows. I like it.
I agree. It makes you look very suspicious.
Yeah. I noticed something when I was at a restaurant the other day, and I'm wondering why this is. Mm. So you order a beer. Like, you get to the restaurant, they go, oh, would you like something to drink besides the water? And I go, yes, I would like a beer. The waiter or waitress is not allowed to go behind the bar to get the beer and bring it out to me. They have to order it through the bartender.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just so time consuming.
Because
now
weird.
The bartender's backed up with bartender people, like the customers they have, and all the other waiters and waitresses. And I don't know why that is.
I don't either. Unless it makes it maybe it has something to do with the tips.
I don't know. Like, if it's an actual drink, you're mixing a drink, I understand that. You're a waiter or a waitress. You're not a bartender.
Sure.
But if you're just going to get me a draft beer or a bottled beer,
right?
Why can't my waitress do that?
I don't know. And it would speed things up immensely. There's been so many times, especially like you talk about canned cocktails or bottles of beer. I mean,
yeah,
as you say, not even pouring a draft. And the refrigerator is right there, but they just don't go around to grab it. And
right.
Instead, you see your waiter or waitress waiting and
yes.
waiting. Yeah, I never actually asked why that was the case.
Now, I wonder, maybe because you don't have to be 21 to be a waiter or waitress.
That's true, but you don't have to be 21 to be a bartender, 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as far as I know, you'll be 18. It was always like you could serve at 18. You can't drink.
Oh, I did not know that.
But that you might see, again, that was from the liquor store mentality. Like, you could work in a liquor store at 18. You didn't have to be 21. I wonder if you're talking about open containers and open alcohol if behind the bar. I always thought being a bartender, 18.
I'm going to ask Google. In New Jersey, do you have to be 21 to be a bartender? All right, Jerry, let me ask the AI.
It depends state to state.
Minimum ages. Can I be a bartender in New Jersey? Most states require workers who serve to be at least 18 years old.
Right, but it doesn't say. So here's 21. No, I have it here. New York is 18.
Anytime I ask a restaurateur question, I get a lot of responses. So if people could let me know, like, why, and I'll share with Jerry, why can't my waiter or waitress, oh, yes, I would like a beer. Around the corner, pour the beer, bring it on out to me.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, all right, so it's 18, let's see, minimum age to bartend in New Jersey. It says 18.
18. You were correct.
Yeah. 18 in New York, 18 in New Jersey, New Mexico, 21. So it looks like it's almost split. It's like half the states in this country are 21, half are 18.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Yeah. There's probably some sort of like bartender's union where only the bartender can pour your drink.
And that's what I meant about the tips. So the tips might be, especially now where everything is electronic, maybe because when they ring it up at the end of the night, the bartender gets tipped on what, and the bar backs get tipped on what the total bill is for the night from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the waiters and waitresses maybe deal with their bus boys and bus girls, maybe they deal with tips from their receipts. So I don't know. Maybe that causes some sort of friction. Like, hey, get out of my bar. Now you're affecting what I made. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good question, though, if we have anybody out there that's a bartender.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will reach out. Many people will reach out.
I hope so.
Then I was thinking this. This would be cool if in the future we figure out a way. You know, they sometimes say, like, that time is not a flat circle, right? That there's different timelines happening at the same time. What if we could start borrowing time or moving time around so that it's convenient for us?
What do you mean convenient? What does
okay,
that mean?
So for example, like let's say on a normal day from a 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., those 2 hours, I'm wide open, Jerry. I got nothing to do, right? Like, those are just 2 hours that I could get stuff done.
Right.
But someone says to me, you can come do this, but 5 o'clock, 5 to 5:30. If I could somehow borrow a half hour from the 2 hour window I have in the afternoon and apply it to 5 o'clock, wherein I give that time, but then it's still 5 o'clock for me and I didn't. It's a little confusing what I'm asking time to do.
Well, but it's basically rearranging your schedule in today's terms and the way things are right now.
Yeah, like
if I'm understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's like this. It's like, so yesterday I have a couple hours during the day where I'm free, but around 4 o'clock I start getting my dinner ready. I eat dinner. I walk the dog. I shower. Like my day is then, and then I go to sleep.
Right, your day's over at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock is when I start preparing for the next day.
Right.
So yesterday, Gina asked me to help move a chair out of her car that she had purchased.
This was 5:30?
5 o'clock.
It was awesome.
Now,
this story would have been better if you said 7:15.
Now, had I been able to borrow one of those half hours from earlier in the day that I was not using and went to Gina's house at 5, helped her move the car, get back home and it's 5 o'clock again because
I. So you want time to stop for you?
Yeah, not to stop, but let me reapply time credits from earlier in the day.
This is very convoluted.
Like, well, here's what I'm saying, Jerry. I know I'm going to need that half hour from 5 to 5:30, but I do things in that half hour. I'm getting ready for work the next day. If I could apply and take from 2 to 2:30. Like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, suddenly it's 2:30 because I'm going to need that half hour later. And then I take that 2 to 2:30, which has disappeared, and I apply it at 5 o'clock. So from 5 to 5:30, I'm helping Gina move the couch or the chair. But when I get back home, it's 5 o'clock again.
But how does that change the fact that you're still in the middle of winding down and you're still stopping what you're doing?
But it's all timing, though. So if I was back at my house to take my shower at 5 p.m., then my day isn't ruined. But now I'm at 5:30 instead of 5 p.m. Now I'm a half hour behind.
Yeah.
And had I been able to apply a half hour from earlier in the day, that would have worked for me.
We did have Neil deGrasse Tyson on as a guest one time. You were not working. You were off.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we can get him on the hotline to answer this question, because I've got nothing for you other than just go do it. Come back and continue your day, sir. I don't know.
But I'm saying I'm giving up my half hour. Like I'm saying, at 2 o'clock, it suddenly for me is 2:30. I've lost that half hour.
You know what would really help in this case? If you told Gina, I've got nothing to do between 1 and 3. Bring the damn chair home at 2 o'clock.
Well, this is now I'm working with somebody else's schedule who she purchased the chair from.
I totally understand.
This is what I mean, Jerry. But if we could all borrow time.
Well, we're all on borrowed time.
That's what I heard. That's what I hear.
This is very true. Our death clock is winding down minute by minute. Sadly. And you know that's true. You ever, like, so I'm not going
to be a great drop, by the way, to add to your, our death clock is winding down minute by minute.
It is, though. I mean, it's the reality of it. And, you know, I'm not going to get into it, obviously, but I did spend considerable amount of time in the hospital on Thursday.
Yeah.
And when you go from, it is a depressing place to be, man. When you look at, and you're walking down, you know, one wing after the next, and you look into rooms, it's like, whoa. Like, it just really opens your eyes. Like, if you don't have your health, check out, because it sucks. You see, the sights are just, and it makes me think, like, if that was what you did for a living and you were, like, I think it's very rewarding, obviously, to help people. So I don't want to, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I also think that's one of those types of careers that you, unless you get so numb to it, I think you take a lot of that home with you when you have a bad, like a bad day for you is if a, I don't want to say client, but if a patient isn't doing well, that's kind of, I would think, follow you back home for the night. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder that too. Like, then you said like when you're there, because you're not in a hospital often, when you do go there, you think, wow, like this is
every day.
Yeah. Like you, right. So, but I don't know, like if you're working there every day, does it just become part of the routine, and do you not apply that to your personal life and go, oh, we're on borrowed time, or an accident could really screw up your life, or, you know what I mean? Or is that just part of your day now? Like if you're a nurse or a doctor or somebody who works in the office at the hospital?
Well, I do think the more they do it, like I said, I think they do become numb to it to a certain degree, but I also think you're still a human being. And I do think that at some point, one patient mishap would get to you, or one patient that didn't do well, or is really close to the end. Like, you ever think about the like hospice nurses? Like, how the hell do you do that for? And I applaud them. Again, I'm not saying anything negative at all. I don't have that in me. And it's amazing to me that there are people that can do that and can be so selfless to do it. But my God, is that got to be, how do you ever wake up and say, can't wait to go to work today? That's tough.
Yeah.
It's a very tough line of work.
Yeah, very tough line of work.
So
anything where you're helping patients.
Yeah.
In rough spots.
No question about it. So I guess the answer is to borrow time from your day. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm hoping, you know, everyone keeps talking about AI is going to take over. If AI could help me move around half hour blocks, that'd be great. Just a half hour block.
Well, in your case, maybe you could save every 2 hour block of where you're sitting there doing nothing to where you end up with a eighth day of the week, as the Beatles once sung about.
Yes. Now you're thinking, Jerry, I love
it. Now I'm thinking, right?
Or at the end of the year, I cash out and be like, I'm going to take a 3 weeks vacation because I had this bar. I saved noon to two every day.
I've got month X ahead of me.
Yeah.
Before I get to January 1st and I'm depressed again.
Yes. asking to move. I'm not asking for more time. I'm asking to just borrow time from one day in one particular set of hours and apply them to another set of hours.
Serious question, because what you're talking about is maximizing the time that you have.
Yes.
Then why have you not tried to do that in the past with the time that you do have, given your great schedule? I know sleep sucks. I get that. But having every afternoon, why would you not try to maximize what you do on a daily basis?
Because
given the fact that you can't save the time.
Because I feel like in order to do that, certain things, like I feel like I have hours in the day that are dead times for other people and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So those hours get wasted because they're not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I can't be maximizing them because the hours that are best to maximize are off of my schedule due to my these hours at work and the sleeping that is required for these hours.
Yeah, fair enough. I get it. I mean, for me, obviously, and you don't play golf, for me, I try to maximize my day by doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, I do get home later than I'd like sometimes, but most days, if I go play at noon after work or at 1 o'clock, I'm home by 5:30. I got plenty of time to wind down.
Yes.
But I do understand what you're saying. If the things you enjoy to do really require a partner or your girlfriend to be with you and the hours are so opposite, you can't do that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
To where her time is when you need to go to bed.
Correct. And oh, yeah. It works the opposite as well.
100%. It has to with our schedule. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Interesting.
At some point, Jerry, I'm going to figure out this moving time around, so it'll be no problem.
When you do, please look me up.
I will let you know.
I'd like some time back.
What I'll do is I'm going to take an hour from earlier in the day, and I'll come see you later in the day, and then I'll come back, and none of that time will have expired.
You're starting to sound like The Flash.
Oh, right, The Flash.
I'm telling you, watch that show. You might really like it.
I'm The Flash.
You could binge it.
Binge The Flash.
Yes.
In a flash,
Jerry. It's a good show.
All right. Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. You and I did that this morning. It was terrific. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. with the warm-up program. Until then, Jerry, see you!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.